Well, good morning to everyone. Today I want to discuss with you the ninth commandment. And it reads, quote, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor," from Exodus 20, verse 16. This commandment is commonly remembered as, "Thou shalt not lie." Brethren, there is absolutely no doubt that God puts a high premium on truth. Many scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments declares that God is the God of truth. In the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ referred to himself as the truth and also explained that it was unacceptable to worship him unless it is done in spirit and in truth. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:1 says that we are to be imitators of God. Therefore, we must also value truth. Brethren, it is not surprising that we would find a law that emphasizes the importance of truth in the Ten Commandments. Because, in all actuality, the Ten Commandments are in essence a summary of God's will for humanity. Let's look a little closer at the ninth commandment. Now, the original Hebrew of the ninth commandment reflects a court, a judicial type setting. Specifically, this commandment refers to lying in the context of a legal proceeding. But it strongly suggests a broader application to lying in general. Lying is something followers of Jesus simply should not do. Now, some people will defend lying in some unique situation. They will bring up extreme situations such as, let's say, during World War II, Christians lied to the Nazis about hiding Jews. They will argue, wasn't lying right in this instance? Now, a person could make the argument that it might be justified to lie in order to preserve human life. However, I am fascinated by how many people rush to find exceptions to the basic rule of speaking truthfully. Brethren, generally, it is unwise to emphasize potential exceptions to a rule rather than emphasize the basic principle of a commandment. Now, one last thing regarding the ninth commandment. Notice it says, "Do not give false testimony against your neighbor." And just who is our neighbor? I think that Jesus answered this question quite well in the parable of the Good Samaritan. In essence, brethren, everybody is our neighbor. Let us be truthful in all that we do and say to everyone who is our neighbor. Amen.